So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Well, the warm weather is finally upon us. That means the Sunset Patio at the pub is open. That's right, the Sunset Patio at Town Grill and Pub in Joppatown is open once again. Go down there, enjoy the weather, have some of your favorite food, even something off the vegan menu now. That's right, they have a vegan menu. And go down there on a Thursday, and you can even sit down and eat or have a drink with Tom Collins or Harvey Wallbanger. Oh, wait a minute, those aren't people. Those are drinks. That's right, on Thursdays, Throwback Thursday drink specials at Town Grill and Pub. Tom Collins, Harvey Wallbanger's Fuzzy Navels. Who remembers a Slow Gin Fizz or a Pink Squirrel, Mai Tai, even a Singapore Sling? That's right. On Thursdays, Throwback Thursdays, they have the Throwback Thursday drink special. So make sure you get down there for that. And, of course, the Pit Beef on the weekends. Give them a call, 410-538-4665. Actually, especially if you want a catering event, they cater too. Best Pit Beef, so call them ahead of time. 410-538-4665. Or go to the Joppatown Plaza and visit them at 1006 Joppa Farm Road. You can also order online at towngrillandpub.com. That's town, T-O-W-N-E, grillandpub.com. You know, it seems like it's hard to find kids that really want to do a lot to help others. Actually, it's also hard to find some adults that want to do things to help others. But there's this very young lady from here in the county that has started helping others years ago. And when I say years, well, I don't want to give too much away. Just let's say she's been doing it almost all of her life. And I had her and one of her board members come on, and of course their parents. And it's just very inspirational and moving, everything that they do. And the difference that they're actually making, not just in the county, but throughout. And I think what she's doing is going way beyond the county and the state. I think people are seeing this throughout the world, and that's making a big difference. And hopefully it'll catch on and you'll see more people, adults and kids, wanting to help. So give a listen. This is Harford County Living Podcast, podcast number 30. And this is one I've been wanting to do for a long time. Very special. And it's just, you just got to listen.
Listening to the Harford County Living Podcast with Rich Bennett. Thank you for coming, and please send any suggestions or comments to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. The Harford County Living Podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at harfordcountyliving.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorites, RSS feed, or iTunes. All links are in the show notes. Now let's join Rich Bennett and his special guest.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Harford County Living Podcast. We actually have a room full of people this time. We have John and Jennifer, along with Ellis, TJ, of course, Lyle with the Leo's Club, and Alexia, and a young lady who I have to say it is actually an honor and a privilege to finally have her on the show, Grace, with the We Conserve Movement. And those of you that haven't heard the name Grace Caldwell, then you've been, did I pronounce the last name right, Caldwell?
Yes.
You've been living under a rock or something. Very big, not just in Harford County, but I want to say everywhere for, what, 13 years old?
Yes, I'm 13 years old.
Just amazing that everything that she's done so far. But with the We Can Serve movement, and you start, well, you know, better yet, before we get into that part, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
My name is Grace Colwood. I am 13 years old in the 7th grade, and I started the We Can Serve Movement Incorporated in 2012 when I was 7 years old.
7 years old?
Yes.
You start. How does one at 7 go about starting something like this?
I have always loved community service. I've been doing community service ever since I was 2, and so...
What?
Yes.
2 years old.
When I was 2 years old, I was hospitalized for a short amount of time, and I had the opportunity to donate a red wagon to the hospital, the pediatric unit of a hospital, and so I wanted to. And then when I was 3, I donated. I donated clothes, and then when I was 4 years old, I collected canned food instead of gifts for my 4th birthday.
But you did all this and you were in the hospital, you said?
The first time I was in the hospital when I was 2. And
okay.
then when I was 7 years old, I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And I had the opportunity to give my back-to-school clothes to 2 little girls who had lost their home in a fire. I was homeschooled,
wow.
And I was just too sick to go to school. And so I decided to donate my clothes to them because I didn't need them. And my mom went to deliver the clothes for me since I was too sick to go. And when she came back and told me about how happy they were, I knew that giving back is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So after a few more projects, I really realized that I could make a difference. And so I started the We Can Serve Movement Incorporated.
Wow.
Very good. Very good.
It's 7
Thank
years
you.
Old. Now, you're cancer-free yeah. now, right?
Yes.
Nice. Damn, that's even better. I love that. So are you started this at 7. You're 13 now, and you actually have a board and everything?
Yes, we have a total.
But you have a different board that, I'm sorry to cut you off, but your board is not like other nonprofits out there. And you are 501c3, right?
Yes.
All right, explain your board, because this is what gets me.
We have an all-youth board of advisors. We have 13 board members, including myself, including Alexia, who is here with us today. And we have it to be an all-youth board of advisors because I think that youth have the best ideas. We kind of avoid the problems that adults always remember, and so we try to find the easier way out sometimes. So I just think that youth have a better outlook sometimes on different problems.
Wait a minute, you're sitting here with a bunch of adults right now. You know that, right? No, I have to agree with you. I mean, and a lot of times I think when you put those minds together, you just come up with even more ideas. Mm-hmm. So is there a certain age limit for the board of advisors?
Yes, the board members are between ages 8 and 18.
8?
Yes.
Wow. And 18?
Yes.
Wow. All right, now I'm going to ask you a trick question here. Because a lot of people are probably thinking, all right, this is a bunch of kids running this. They probably aren't doing a whole lot. Now, I know otherwise. Can you tell us what... I mean, all the different things that you're doing. And if you have to do it by season, because you do things by different seasons,
yes.
right?
So we recently just finished up extra special Easter baskets. We actually switched to bags, so now they are bags kits. But because we did bags because it's better for the environment and they're recyclable, whereas we did baskets and they were being thrown away and not reused. But with bags, you can reuse them or recycle them, so and it's cheaper as well. So, we did extra special Easter bags kits, which go to homeless, sick, and foster children. Also, soon we are about to have a workshop at a group home for teen girls in foster care on May 5th. It's just a self-esteem and preparation workshop for them before they age out of the system. And then we will have our boutique opening. On around May 19th, we have a boutique for teen girls in foster care. It's a 2-room on-site boutique that is free for them, and it has clothes appropriate for work and worship, and also has prom dresses and homecoming dresses. And
oh, wow.
then We are in preparation for Camp Happy, which is a summer enrichment program for homeless children. We are doing it this year at Anna's House, which is a homeless shelter for women and children in Bel Air, and Harford Family House, which is a transitional housing program for homeless families in Aberdeen.
Camp Happy.
Yes. And so at Camp Happy, we have field trips, guest speakers, and outdoor activities. And so we also have Camp Carnival on the last day of camp as a big celebration. And then after that, we have Threads of Hope, which is the founding project, actually. We give every child living at Harford Family House a basketball outfit, either new or like new clothes. And so we try to give each child two or three outfits. And we've done that every year since we started. And then we have...
jump in anytime you want, Alexia.
Yeah,
she's stumped
definitely,
here.
Definitely.
You're still going to school.
Yes.
Everybody on the board of advisors is still going to school.
Yes.
Where do you find the time to do all this?
It's all magic.
I love that answer. That was good.
But, I mean, it's a lot of after schools, like today. Today was after school. It's a lot of after schools and weekends, and, I mean, as long as I prioritize correctly, then I should be good. So, you know, it's just all strategy, I guess.
This is on top of other activities like sports and after-school clubs and
yes.
everything else. Wow. Yeah. Busy schedules. Yeah.
You need to go talk to some other youth groups. And
yes.
So how do you do this? Now, how did... everybody on the board, you know what, actually, better yet, Alexia, because you're sitting there quiet. I'm going to throw this one to you. How did you come about meeting Grace?
So my mom was on Facebook one day, and she saw the Weekend Serves Facebook page.
Right.
And she said that they were looking for new board of advisors, and she said, why don't you apply and see if you can make it in? And I
Good
applied, and I made it in, and I was really happy. And then at the board meeting, I met Grace and all the other board members.
Now, do you have a president of the board, or is it just everybody shares the same role?
I mean, we try to keep it pretty equivalent. I'm the chairwoman.
Right.
I'm the founder and chairwoman of the We Can Serve movement. But, I mean, you know... It's a shared space. There are no wrong answers. Everyone is welcome to do stuff. So try to keep it pretty fair.
That is awesome. Now, how is it? Let me make sure I word this properly. I'll just throw that there. How can, not the people, but how can other organizations help you?
Well, we always like, so with, let's see. I mean, we always are looking for more places to help, definitely. So
okay.
Telling us other places to help, definitely, is always good. Like, we always hear from other places, or even places we help. They're telling us, you know, there are these homeless shelters that also could use your help. And then we also do collaborations a lot. We always try
That's
to work
good.
Together. Like, we work with all the Boys and Girls Clubs of Harford County
to
do a lot of our projects.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. And so, I mean, we've worked with the Lioness Club. They donate
to
Aberdeen. The boutique. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And so a lot of collaboration is definitely key in this organization and the way we work.
Now, how can individuals help out? I mean, do you have, like, volunteer opportunities, or can people donate goods or money?
Definitely. All of our projects are pretty much volunteer-based. We rely a lot on our community support. A lot of our projects are, like, stuffing parties or different things like that where community members can come in and actually do the hands-on work.
All right, now you've been doing this for a few years now. This just feels weird talking to a 13-year-old about this, but your story's so inspirational, and I hope that a lot of younger people listen to this. Not just younger people, but even older people listen to it, because you're an inspiration for it. But now I got totally thrown off where I was going with this question. Jeez, help me out here, Lyle. I was getting ready to say something about kids and everything. I forgot. The homeless, because you do a lot with the homeless. And I used to be with a nonprofit years ago called Open Doors Career Center, where we actually did a lot with them too. Hopefully we'll see that number go down even further. But since you've been doing this, have you seen that number dropping, or have you seen it going up?
I feel like I haven't really kept up too much with the numbers as far as, like, homelessness population goes, and we help homeless children specifically.
Right.
So, like, we have noticed that I guess there is a change or a greater need within the school system for homeless children, definitely. Like,
yeah.
We just recently started working with local elementary schools who have, like, over a 90% rate of poverty within the school children. So, like, we did notice that that was a big deal, but we also were just learning about that, so... we have noticed that has increased as far as, like, school-age children, but I'm not too familiar with the numbers.
Well, hopefully that number will go down to where it's nobody.
Exactly.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Because I do know, God, years ago when we did it, because my sister was one of the ones that went around and counted, and I think at the one time it was over 400, close to 500 homeless. But the last...
Children or total?
Total.
Total.
That would be a lot of homeless children, but I think now this is just in Harford County. But I think the last time it was under 300 when we just did the for the routine homeless shelter. Then I don't say it was under 300.
Yeah, it was pushing close to 200.
Yeah. So I mean, luckily that number is dropping. Hopefully, it'll go down to completely
those
zero.
Those numbers are so hard to manage, though.
They
really,
are
because you know they're based on the point of time survey.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but not everybody is in a position to report in for many reasons. Some people
That's
don't want to be counted in that number. But right now, there are Grayson and I are both on the board of directors for Harford Family House.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And so, right now, there are 150 families in Harford County who are waiting to get on to get housing. So, those are the people who are unhoused.
Right.
There are. I think there's 121 families somewhere around there that are, I don't remember the number, so let me back off of that. I hope you're editing some of this.
No.
You must.
That's okay. We didn't, numbers
don't
need to be accurate. But.
Yeah, but there are 150 on the waiting list right now.
Right.
But
the
then
thing is,
they're
still out there.
Oh, yeah. And so as she was saying, you know, they help homeless, sick, and foster children specifically.
Right.
And so those numbers will vary depending on how many kids the homeless adults present. Because sometimes the homeless adults will send their children to relatives, right?
Yeah.
And then they present themselves as homeless until they become stable and they can get their kids back. But what also sometimes happens, which is coming up quite timely for them in particular, for We Can Serve in particular, is that sometimes children find themselves homeless because that's the status of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be through abandonment, neglect, mental illness, or it could be that children find themselves homeless because of, you know, runaway situations, abuse at home, or it could be a lifestyle conflict. Parents are not accepting of a child's lifestyle. And so just in the last 6 months, We Can Serve developed a relationship with the Youth Empowered Society, which is a drop-in day shelter in Baltimore in Charles Village. So just the mere thought that there are 15 to 24-year-olds who don't have anywhere to live is really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And we know that there's some degree of that population here in Harford County. We don't have the numbers for that or how, you know, rampant that is.
So I wonder if a lot of those numbers, like you said, aren't even factored in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, do you work close with any of the churches or anything? Because I know, you know, with homeless people, sick kids, faith is a big thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, do you work close with them as well?
Yes, we partner with churches. We have worked with churches, and we also have donated to churches that have feeding ministries or food pantries. So, yes.
Wait a minute, did you just say you donated to churches?
Well, yes, that have feeding ministries that
can
end up helping the homeless.
Okay.
Or those who need it.
So if there anybody else out there that, any other churches or anybody that does this, if they want to help out, they can contact you as well, right?
Definitely.
What's the website? I know, I'm testing you
here. It's wecanserve.org, wecanserve.org.
And is there a number anybody can call, or
no?
Best just to go to the website, fill out the contact form?
Yes.
Or the Facebook page?
Yes, we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, all at We Can Serve Movement Incorporated, or We Can Serve.
Now, do you go out and speak to other groups In other words, like we and Law and I were talking about this with the Leos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go? Well, I know you did with the Lions, but do you go out and I guess, well, like you're telling me, tell everybody. But I, with young kids, if you tell them, I think it's going to lift them up and give them ideas too.
Yes, definitely. I just recently did a speaking engagement at. It was a mentoring group for young girls who are in fifth grade about to go to sixth grade at Deerfield Elementary School. And so I talked to them about finding your inner strength and being prepared for going to middle school and just everything that you need to do. And then also talking about community service and how finding your inner strength connects to that, because their mentoring group also does a lot of community service. That's almost like the foundation of how they formed. And so, like I've spoken at some of the Harford County Public Libraries over the summer, doing summer speeches and different things like that.
You're just, when you become an adult, you're just going to be touring the country being a motivational speaker, aren't you?
That'd be cool.
what is your goal? What do you want to be when you graduate school?
I actually have no idea. I used to know. I mean, I have a lot of options. I know I want to be a philanthropist. I know I definitely want to.
You already are.
Yeah. I guess be better or be a bigger philanthropist. I want to definitely continue this work and possibly be a motivational speaker. It's something that incorporates giving back and travel because I love traveling, definitely. So,
Alexia, I mean, is she good at keeping you all motivated?
Yes.
You got to walk me through a meeting. I mean, how does it go? I'm president of a club. Throw me some pointers here.
So at the meeting, she was very well prepared. She had all her notes down and ready to go. She emailed us all about all the points that we'd go over during the meeting. She's always very prepared.
Thanks.
Wow. Now, you're okay. So you're setting all the notes and everything. What does everybody else on the board do?
We give suggestions on how we can improve or any new ideas we can do to help out. We come to as many events as we can and help out there. And we introduce ourselves to community members that come out. And that's...
That was going to be my next question, too. With events, do you go up and set up at different events and introduce yourself, whether it be an arts festival or whatever, to get the word out?
So, yes, we have there's the boutique that we are opening up, and is it open to people?
The boutique opening is going to be by invitation only, but we are putting it out to a lot of people, definitely, and it's very community-based. We want a lot of people to just come and have fun, and then, you know, some of the events that will be happening.
Opening. We are going to play bingo and have prizes. There will also be crafts. We're going to be making jewelry for the boutique. One of the board members, she knows how to make jewelry, so she is going to be working with the girls and making jewelry for the boutique.
You guys just have a lot of stuff on your list.
So each of these board members, they step up to the plate and become project managers for the various projects that We Can Serve has. So Alexia has been working hard with another board member, Ashley, on getting the boutique ready. The boutique opened in 2016, just right here in Bel Air. And it's like they were saying, it's at a group home for teenage girls in foster care. Now, we all recognize that foster care, children in foster care will age out of the system at 21. So that's the workshop that Grace was talking about on May 5th, is that, you know, this workshop is going to help, you know, aid and, you know, supplement the learning that they're getting to get them ready to age out. But while they're there, they can access this boutique for free clothes. And we're talking very stylish clothes that are appropriate for worship and work, but still stylish. So they get, imagine, shoes. There was a bridal shop somewhere in Bel Air anonymously donated a bunch of shoes. And then there's jewelry. You know, some of my dear friends, one of my good friends actually donated a diamond ring.
Wow.
What?
I know. There was a part of me that was, you know, eyeballing it, but it was for the children. It was for the children. Anything for the children. So, but yeah, it was awesome. So, but anyway, these young people, the amount of work that they put in getting this boutique ready. So what does that mean? Like they were saying, it's a two-room boutique. And there's a lot of work that has to happen seasonally, mm-hmm. where they have to change out the clothes.
And so you don't do the boutique just once a year?
No, it's an ongoing boutique, so it is all year round. We go in every once in a while, and so we pretty much just change out the clothes. We get a lot of donations as well. So we go through the clothes, make sure we separate them to what we will keep and what we won't. We also have... We always try to have one of the girls actually live at the group home so that they can tell us what they think they would actually wear so that we know. Because, right. like, some of the board members are 16, some of us are 12 or 13. There's an even 8-year-old girl. So all of our styles are very different.
Right.
I mean, even from today, our styles are different. And so, like, we need to ask from one of the girls there to see what they would actually wear to get her opinion and everything.
Well, it's not just clothes for girls. It's for... guys too, right?
It's an all girls group home.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. I was testing you. Now, what's as far as the clothes go? Age limit? Is it 8 to 6? Why? Can you do an age limit on clothes?
The girls there. Or would it be a size limit? The girls there ages 14 to 21. They age out at 21, okay. And so we try to take all sizes though. Like we stay in the juniors. We don't take any kid sizes, but we do stay in the juniors because. There are 14-year-old girls that come in. I mean, someone told us that there was a 14-year-old girl that come in. She had nothing. So she went straight to the boutique and just got clothes to actually live in because she came with nothing. So there are girls of all sizes there, so we just accept all sizes.
So when the people come in, come to the boutique for clothes, now do you charge them or you give it to them?
We just give it to them. It's free for them, and okay. It's always open. And one of the people at the group home actually, like, watch over it.
For those of you listening, here's a bit of advice. From now on, when your kids outgrow their clothes, instead of giving them to Goodwill, who's going to charge somebody for them, give them the We Can Serve instead, because that's at least that is going out, and they're giving them to other people that need them. So that's key there. Now, we were talking about other events that you do, but let's say, we have arts festivals coming up. We have a pet fest. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Do you guys just set up a booth there to meet people?
Or
do you even have the time?
Well, we haven't done that in a few years. I think, like, the last time we did something like that was a few years ago, but I mean... like a few years ago, we used to have water bottles with the logo on it, and we had headphones. And so now we have earbuds, which we are selling for $5 now. So with the logo on the case, and so it's a cool casing and everything, and it's the color green because that's in our logo. Our logo is multicolored. So, but we were just kind of looking for things to sell and give out and different things. We'll probably make informational cards telling them what's coming up next and what volunteer opportunities there are. But we do want to kind of get out there more. We just kind of needed something to put ourselves out there with.
Right. Well, you're definitely getting out there. I mean, there's a lot of people that know about you. I was talking to, actually had a meeting the other day with, I think we were talking about it earlier, Founding Faith Ministries. And I was talking to the executive director there, and I was telling her how you were coming on the show, and she knew about you. And when I told Lyle about it, and he looked at the website, he's like, definitely got to get some leaders involved with this. Or have you come to a leaders meeting and talk to them? Because it's just everything. And Alexia, too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Because everything you guys do, it's just amazing. It still shocks me how you do it all and find the time. Mm. Yeah, it's as an adult, I'd be pulling what little hair I have left out because I don't get it. I don't see how you guys do it.
Well, I think the amazing thing is that you guys are doing it pretty much on your own. That's the big thing.
And love doing it, too.
Yes, yeah. We definitely.
That's the other thing.
Yes, it is youth-led, but we also do rely a lot on our community support and our parents as well, because we can't drive. Yes. So and we don't have the car storage or the house storage. So we definitely need our parents. And parents bring on great ideas as well and a lot of hard work and effort. So we definitely appreciate everyone.
Would you tell my Leos that?
I was going to say, would you tell my daughter that? That parents come up with great ideas too? I think the only one that believes that is my son.
Yeah. My daughter would be like, no, Dad, my generation doesn't do that.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anything else you want to add? Look, your mom's sitting there nodding her head, so you better add some stuff.
So,
Alexia, did I say that right? Alexia, right?
Yes.
Alexia.
So we need volunteers and sponsors for Camp Happy. And
Camp Happy, okay.
So we were wondering if Leo could help out with Camp Happy.
If the Leos could help out Camp Happy?
I will certainly present it to them. Yeah, I'd like both of you, if you can, to come and speak to them at one of our next meetings.
Awesome.
I think it really helps to have their own generation a lot of times speak and get them motivated. You know, they look at me as somebody almost like their parent telling them what to do. And, you know, sometimes it works, a lot of times it doesn't, because, you know, we're all kids once. We know things, you know, the old people don't know things. So they kind of act that way sometimes. So if I could have, you know, their own peer group, their own generation speaking to them, motivating them, that would be fantastic. And I think they would jump on board with what you're doing.
Awesome.
So when is Camp Happy?
It starts.
Yeah.
It's
July 9th.
July 9th.
Oh, it's in July.
Yes. July, and then it ends August 2nd.
Why don't you tease them a little bit and tell them some background on how Camp Happy came to be and what happens at Camp Happy?
Okie doke. So.
Alrighty then.
So, Camp Happy was created in 2015. I was 10 years old. And so, we had just built a relationship with Anna's House, which is a home and shelter for women and children in Bel Air. And we were doing a tour of their site just to see what all they had, what we thought they needed. And our initial thoughts were to maybe do a library, like a We Can Serve library for the children living there, because they had this huge playroom and the entire downstairs was pretty much dedicated for the children living there. But then when we got there and we saw that we saw their facility, their site, we realized that they didn't need any books. So we were just kind of thinking, like, okay, what can we give to them? And then the director there, she was just wishing out loud, saying, I wish we had a summer enrichment program for the children here. So within four days, me and my mom created a summer camp for the children there. It was 4 days a week. It was for 4 weeks, and you know, we brought in guest speakers, we had field trips, we had people come to them, we have themed weeks, so every week has a theme, and we just made it as fun as we could within a good amount of time so we could make it happen. And so then the next year in 2016, we expanded it to Hartford Family House, and that in 2016, it was 7 weeks, and so it was longer days, and we partnered with Empower 410. And so they help homeless children within Baltimore and really focus on health and fitness. Right. And so they came in and they took over for a while, which was great. So we definitely love working with them. And then last year, they also helped with Camp Happy at Hartford Family House, and they took over 3 out of the 4 weeks for us. So they completely planned everything, which was great. And we needed the help, definitely. So it was great. They are great to work with. And we had a camp director, and so we gave them a stipend, and the camp director was great. It worked out perfectly. And so this year we are going to have Camp Happy at Anna's House for 1 week. Each day is going to have a different theme, and then Camp Happy for 4 weeks at Hartford Family House.
And where's Anna's house again?
Bel Air.
And Hartford Family House?
Aberdeen,
okay.
Yes.
I think that'd be something great for the Leos to help out with. And now, our adult, adults allowed to help out with this, or just children?
Yes, definitely. We can take any help that we can get. We have camp counselors and junior camp counselors. Pretty much, that's kind of what we can serve board members do. We are like camp counselors or junior camp counselors, I guess. And so we pretty like we're allowed to participate in the activities, definitely. But like, if someone needs you to hand out paper or coloring pages, that's our job. If you need us to go run by the store to get something, that is our job.
All right, now I got to ask you this, because Lions also has a camp, which is called Camp Possibilities for Kids with Diabetes.
Oh, nice.
Which is, I believe it's in Darlington. Talk to Larry or Pam Burton, they'll tell you all about it. But I think that might be in June. But with your camp, because I told my daughter, I said, you should volunteer to go up there. Oh, I can't go away for 2 weeks. Now, is this something where, you know, Camp Happy, do you have to spend the night there? Or?
No, this is, Camp Happy is on site for the children, so it is actually on their facility, so they don't have to travel anywhere. And it's also a day camp, so, like, it's all during the day. It's about, just about the same amount of time that you would at school. And it's a summer enrichment program, so we do have bridge work to keep them kind of in the school setting. But it is more fun because it is summer.
Okay.
So.
Because I know a lot of kids that, you know, that want to be counselors or whatever, they hear camp, and that's the first thing they think, well, I can't afford to, I can't go away for 2 weeks or a week. And it's right here in Harford County.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my daughter's just like you. She relies on her parents to drive her somewhere. but even some adults, some of the Leos do drive, too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's be something great for, not just for them, but like, you know, like we said, for everybody. I want to bring it up to the Lions as well.
Yeah, I think we can
help.
That'd
be great.
And like, as far as with the adults or even some of the older kids as well, we're always looking for guest speakers and places to go for field trips as well. So like, if there's a sports team that's willing to like teach the kids, or like just play soccer with the kids and you have to teach, just like get them out of their own facility, like we could definitely use that. Or like if someone has a skill, like if they're, I mean, even if they're like, I don't know, like a carpenter or something. Like, you could, like, show your wood creations to the kids. I don't know. But something fun for them to just, like, explore and learn about.
So the whole idea behind Camp Happy, which is really exciting for me, is that, as Gracie said, I got a chance to play with her and imagine summer fun. And I borrowed a lot from my own childhood. And I borrowed a lot from, and she did too, from her childhood in creating the first model for Camp Happy. And that model is really about old-fashioned summer fun at no or low cost.
Right.
Because I remember growing up skipping rocks in the creek.
Oh,
and I'll running in that. The woods and relay races just because it's Tuesday, you sure. know. and eating popsicles, you know, with money that back in those days that we found that dropped in the register in the house. So, I mean, those kind of memories I'll never trade. And, you know, when you think about homeless children, you know, so much of their lives are disrupted because they're homeless and they've moved from place to place or hotel to friend's house and couch hopping.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, sometimes sleeping in the car or the woods. And so now that they're at Anna's house or Harford Family House, there's a degree of stability. But that has a timeline. They're only there for X number of months, right? But while they're there, what we can serve is doing is making sure they still retain a semblance of childhood. And so that's where the community comes in. It's like, well, let us dig deeply into our own memories of what summer fun we had. Because you know what's going to happen in September when they all go back to school. The question's going to come. What did you do?
Yeah,
that's right.
You do over
the
summer.
Right. We don't want those children to not have stories.
Yeah.
So we do need your listeners out there who are, you know, really good in STEM fields, or as Grace and Alexia was just explaining, who have carpentry and other skills, or those older teenagers in particular who are on various sports teams, who wouldn't mind just saying, hey, why don't we have a day in the park and we'll show you a couple of cool, you know, foot tricks. What do I know about soccer?
Yeah.
I'll come learn. I mean, trust me, I learned how to do the whipping and nay nay from a bunch of teenage girls, and it was atrocious. But I'm good at it now. So
Oh, man, I don't have my DJ system in here. Yeah. I'd be throwing that on right now. I'm watching you do it.
Oh, it was a sight to see.
Oh. It was with the teen girls in foster care, actually.
Yeah, it was with the teen girls in foster care. That really is how we, how the boutique came yeah. about. Is something happened in that moment. But save that story so, for now.
The last day of camp, Happy, do you guys have a big shindig or whatever?
Yes, that is Camp Carnival. It's the biggest day. We spend the entire week planning for Camp Carnival. The fourth week, we take one of the activity, I guess, blocks of the day, and we just make carnival games. We have the kids make their own games because it feels good when you make something and then be able to use it. Like, it just feels good knowing that I made that, and then it helped other people. So we do that for the kids. We just show them how to make the games, and then we celebrate on the last day of camp. We have usually my dad grills, or we, you know, we just find food. And so it's just a big celebration.
So now I'm going to bring back memories. So you have the kids create carnival games. You're not going to an actual carnival. You're doing the carnival there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We host the carnival.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember, but as kids, that's one of the things I used to love doing. I think muscular dystrophy had a thing where you could hold a carnival in your yard. And that's what it was. It was these games that we would create and do that. And I never see anybody doing that anymore until now.
Yeah, Pinterest is our friend. So, yeah. I mean, you know, there's actually quite a story about Carnival. It was on her seventh birthday. At her seventh birthday party, the theme was Carnival. And so her birthday actually fell on a Friday. And that's the day I took her to the pediatrician. And so that Saturday is when we had this carnival game. And so I didn't want Grace forever to feel like turning seven was unlucky, right? Because that's when she was diagnosed. I mean, shortly after that party.
I went to the doctor on my birthday.
She went to the doctor on her birthday, and then with less than 3 weeks later, she was in and out of surgery and diagnosed. And so we were determined not to let seven be unlucky for her. And we didn't want this wonderful carnival of games that we made, you know, to ever, yeah. you know, and all these pictures to be a, you know, a stinker for her. So it was her idea. Why don't we add that to the last day of camp and turn it into, you know, something fantastic yeah. and fun yeah. every year, which is, you know,
what is the last day?
August 2nd. So we
is
really,
that Saturday?
That's a
Thursday.
Yeah. It's Monday through Thursday.
So, I mean, like, we need
that's our meeting.
Things like, you know, I mean, people who own, like, I don't know, snow cone, like, yeah, you know, like or yeah. snow cone or trucks like or ice cream trucks. We're only talking about, on average, 10 to 15 homeless children per site. So that's 30 total, right? And then you got to factor in the youth volunteers. We don't want to leave them out.
Right.
But us grown folks, we can pay for our own treat. But if, you know, somebody who owns a truck or whatever can just come by and surprise the kids and just let them have at it, let's do that.
What time is that, the carnival, on the last day?
Hmm. It's usually all day, so each site has a different start time. I think Hartford Family House is from 9 to 2:30, mm-hmm. whereas Anna's house is from 10 to 3-ish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But so anybody can contact us. Just go to our website and hit the contact us button. There's a quick little thing you can fill out. And let us know your interest. And so as we get closer to, you know, narrowing down some times for events, we'd be happy to work with those volunteers.
Now, you already have somebody to grill.
this
but we don't have no meat. So if you know a butcher.
actually.
This is right up Tammy's alley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you need a DJ?
Why
that
not?
Last day?
Yeah, because her poor mother just... I think they're tired of because I play this carnival music that after a while their heads.
I was going to say, how can you do the whip and the nay-nay to carnival music?
If you know? DJ, I will have to just brush my shoulders off and get it ready. I will whip and nay-nay and moonwalk. Are you listening out there?
You have a DJ.
Yay.
You have a DJ for the
Thank
last
you.
Day now.
Woo-woo!
I'll talk to my son because he's younger. He knows what nay-nay is. Or, no, I know what it is. And I can dab. That's how I do that till I hurt my neck. Dab, dip, whatever it's called. No, I just love the idea of the carnival games. But no, you got a DJ, no matter what. If my son says no, I'll do it. a snowball truck. That actually is a great idea. And isn't there a local one?
I think so. I've seen some. Every now and again, we see something running through our neighborhood in the summer.
Yeah, I've seen one that goes to a lot of events.
Yeah, so we don't have any relationships with any of them. In fact, at one of the years at Anna's house, someone did come out and surprise the kids, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic.
They loved it.
They loved it. It was such a major hit.
Green truck?
I can't remember. Wasn't yellow? It yeah.
Kunai, Koja,
I can't remember. Yeah, but they were very nice people, and so if you're listening out there and you remember who you are, I just was a little shy about saying your name in case you didn't want that level of publicity.
what kind of meat are you looking for?
We thank you. Well, the kids will eat beef hot dogs and chicken hot dogs. And
So no like pit beef or nothing like that?
Oh, we can go there if you want to. There's no holding back on our part.
How big's your grill?
Just the little one.
All right, maybe I'll get my son to DJ. We'll bring down our grill. Okay. We'll do some pit beef and everything.
All right.
Some fried grilled octopus. We'll go all out. But since we can't do beer can chicken, we can do like Dr. Pepper chicken.
Yeah. Oh! These kids will love it, and so will their friends.
I would have a blast doing something like that.
Oh, our friends at Anna's house will absolutely love that, and so will our friends at Hartford Family House. So we'll make sure we give you the 2 days, because as it turns out, Anna's house is only going to be that first week from July 9th through 12th. So the 12th will be their carnival, and then Hartford Family House will be August 2nd will be their carnival. So, you know, we're happy to have help at either or both of those locations. Okay. And we just want to make sure that the children have a good time. I mean, you know, and we're building the schedules now with, you know, field trips. You know, we're excited that we've got a dairy farm up in Perryville that the kids are going to visit. And, you know, we're trying to get an equestrian center somewhere. One of Grace and Alexia's fellow board members is working on a person who has a horse farm. So that'd be pretty cool to learn about, you know, grooming the horses and even taking a quick ride. So I'm just trying to connect
with dots. What other kind of field trips are you looking for?
Hey, think about it.
Lyle's the master of field trips because he's come up with a lot of great ideas. So, you know,
some of them are, that are rather, you know, on the very lowest end, which be no cost, things like Eden Mills or, you know, one year they came out to us. They came out to Anna's house and brought their snakes and turtles, and that was so much fun. But, you know, there could be, I don't know, Jerusalem Mills. I don't know. I don't think that costs. But then there's is there a discount, though, for the other things that kids like to do in the summer, like putt-putt?
Yeah,
we can get swimming. If we can get discounts, you know, we can serve. Was able to win a micro grant from the WE organization and Allstate Foundation. The Good Starts Young initiative. And they granted We Can Serve with a $250 micro grant that these two young ladies have devoted that money specifically towards field trips. But you and I and the rest of your listeners know that money will burn fast if we don't have discounts. And so we want to take advantage of the good hearts of the people in Harford County. And we've got a lot of good-hearted people around here who could open their doors to you know, roughly 15 kids at each of the sites.
Now, with the field trips, do you guys have a bus company that actually helps you out, or is that something else that...
So both of the sites actually have vans that they can transport their own children from homeless transitional programs, and We Can Serve parents. We will transport our junior counselors. We'll get them there to help out. What's really fascinating to me is that we've got such not only good-hearted adults in Harford County, good-hearted children, so much so that one year in particular at Anna's house, every child who was a happy camper, as we call them, had their own personal junior counselor.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
We had a lot of volunteers.
So these kids had one-on-one attention for everything they did. That's fantastic.
Very good. Yeah.
Now, do you guys still stay in touch? The one-on-one, do you guys still stay in touch with those people as much as you can?
It's a little tricky because they actually sign up through those. They have to be vetted by the actual organizations they're right. supporting, like Anna's House or Hartford Family House. So I believe there's some follow-on with those organizations.
Okay.
So because that's just really how we set up. I mean, the model we can serve is really to be of service to the organization and the people we serve without creating burdens.
We want to make right. it easy for them as well.
Well, right. I guess the reason I was saying is if you keep in touch with them, because at 13, still, you've already been doing this for how many years now?
Seven
years. But some of these people, when they become adults, mm-hmm. they can be your motivational speakers mm-hmm. at Camp Happy to come back and
talk about their successes and
exactly
and how they've overcome their their issues in early in life. And
to me, that would. Of course, all it's going to do with you is make you smile from ear to ear. Because when you hear of somebody that you helped, and I think I've always said the biggest gift or the biggest thrill in life is giving and seeing that whatever you gave made a difference in that person's life and
definitely.
Made them happy.
I mean, like even one time there was a pep rally at my school and a lady that worked at my school, she came up to me and she told me that she told my mom that she had received, I think, toys from us that her daughter played with while they were homeless. Now they have a home, and her daughter is in the same grade as I am. And so I had no idea. Like, right. I didn't really know her, but I had seen her. I'd noticed her before, and I knew that was her mom, but I had no idea what they were going through. So now I see her every day, and so I'm able to say hi and, ask how they're doing and everything. I mean, we're in similar clubs and everything. So, like, it was really impactful that day just to know that I had impacted someone that I had just met because I was in sixth grade.
Good feeling,
isn't
it?
Yeah, so it was great to know that, you never really know who is out there that you have helped, and it's good to know that.
Yeah. It sends chills up your spine.
Yeah, I wonder if along the same lines, maybe pen pal type programs with mm-hmm. some of the older kids that transition and they can, keep in touch through mm-hmm. letters and all today it's the Twitter
now social email and all that. Actually, I've been trying to find somebody that the Lions sponsor or whatever a while ago.
Yeah, we had back in 74, 73, 74, we had a young girl from Peru that we sponsored. And I think she was about 12 years old at the time. And so the Lions sponsored her for through her equivalent of high school years. And I came across the archives information about her in our archives. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't we try to find out where she is? And so I just did a little bit of searching. I think I found her. But I've given one of the Leos the opportunity to try to track her down and see if we can't see what she's, what she's done in the last 45 years, where her life is and, how she's made out. But I think
she might be living right down the road. We never know.
Never know. But it might be a good thing for some of these kids that they go through these programs and not only impart their wisdom with the younger kids coming in, but just maintaining lifetime relationships, friendships. I heard that too.
Okay. Let's just say it's not the air conditioner kicking on. It's not a mouse. Don't worry. Your mother's gonna be like, where is that thing? If that was a mouse, I thought it was a big one.
Probably just the metal roof settling from the temperature.
When you were emailing me, didn't you say there was something big in May?
Yeah, so May is
National Foster Care Awareness Month. And so that's where we do a lot with the boutique. And so we have our workshop for the Teen Girls Foster Care and the opening of the boutique also during that month. So it's a lot for them.
Very good. Anything else to add? Besides the fact that you need more clothes and more help and more volunteers.
More volunteers.
Speakers for Camp Happy.
More of that than we do clothes, actually.
Yes, we have a lot of clothes for the boutique. And so, when Threads of Hope comes around in August, That could be of use. We have
Threads of Hope?
Yes, that is okay. Where we give brand new or like new back to school clothes to every child living at Hartford Family House. So we give, like, some people give 3 or 4 outfits, you know, so there's really no limit. As long as they are new or like new, we don't want to give them hand-me-downs or anything gross because they deserve better.
Right.
So, like, we don't want to make them feel bad giving them what we just threw away. We want them to feel just as special as anybody else. So we try to make sure that all the clothes look nice and everything. And so we just try our best with that.
Well, you're doing an awesome job.
I thought it does it, something age limit.
Oh, my saying for whenever people ask if there's anything else I want to say, I always say there's no age limit on service.
Amen to that. You're right.
You're right.
Well, you started it when you were 2. I mean, 2, you've been doing it 11 years now.
Yeah.
So... and you're going to keep doing it till you're 111, you know. So that's all I like. Can I keep that quote? Alexia, you got anything to say? To add?
No.
No, I'm just keeping quiet. Hey, at least it's not live. This is recorded.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, is it live or is it Memorex? But you two would look at me like, what in the world are you talking about? So you look at her like, it's like, what? That's right, the parents, no, guys. Well, I want to thank you all again for coming on. And if there's, hopefully we'll get you back. I would love to have you back on again. And hopefully you'll, you know, come and talk to the Leos. Maybe even, get you to come talk to the Lions. Maybe we do a joint meeting.
Yeah, I think we should.
Have her come talk to the Leos and the Lions.
I'll bring my board members.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe we can, maybe do it at Town Grill and Pub or something. It's nice. I'm sure Linda and Larry might let us use the patio.
Yeah, we can reserve that. I bet they'll do that, sure.
Especially if you want good food.
Are they the same guys?
May not be as good as what your father grew up. I'm sorry, dude. What?
Same folks that owned it when it was on 40?
Town?
The Town Grill and Pub?
No.
Okay, because it used to be one called the Town Grill and Pub on 40. It's now Loafers. But it used to be called that. And I saw that they're now up there by the Amish market. And I've always wanted to know, are they the same people?
Yeah, different. No,
different. Yeah, they're
different people.
It used to be Grill Sensations.
Yeah.
And then what they expanded, so they changed the name to Town Grill and Pub. But they're actually from Aberdeen.
Oh.
Even though Brad, who does all the cooking, lives here in Joppa. Yeah. But the funny thing is, I got to laugh because Brad's a vegan. But when it comes to cooking beef and everything, it is just amazing. One of the things I've eaten there before was the pot roast melt sandwich.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. But he told me, he's like, "Hey, Rich, I'm doing it. The only place I know in the county that has a vegan menu." He's like, "Here, you got to try this." I said, "What is it?" He said, "A vegan meatball sub."
Okay.
I'm like, vegan and meatball, that doesn't go together there, Brad. He's like, "Trust me, try it. Best meatball sub I ever had."
Wow. I try.
If you didn't know it, and I had it too, because I don't eat meat. If you don't know it, you would think it was real.
And I'm not a vegan.
Yeah. I've had my share of being a vegan. I often think about going back.
But they have real food there too, so yeah. I'll talk to them and see if we can do something there.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Like I said, definitely get you back on here. And in the meantime, if there's any in particular speakers or anything you want for Camp Happy or anything else, let me know. Because I've had everything from people as young as you to the county executive on here. You know, we can hopefully get some people. Maybe even some famous people. You know, there are a lot of famous people from Harford County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of actors and all.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. You
never know. Yeah.
Here's one guy named Rich Bennett. Oh, no.
Do you guys do any, later on with the older kids, do any anything speakers that might talk about career opportunities, things that they can pursue? There was a group I met a couple of years ago down at an air show at Martin Marietta called the 99s. They're women in aviation. And they go all the way back to Amelia Earhart is when the group was actually formed. And every member is either a current or former pilot, military, commercial, or both. And they love the opportunity to talk to young ladies, thinking about, and it's not just about careers in aviation, it's just professional women, period. They love to come out and talk. That's a group, if you would be interested.
Definitely.
You
know,
Yeah. I tried to get the Leos, and they were kind of, whatever.
I think the girls at the group home would just gravitate to that. And if I may, I just had an idea. It would be really hot if you guys would approve, because I don't make any decisions. I work for them. Now that I got that out the way. If the the 99s were willing to fly maybe one of their smaller planes over to the airfield in Forest Hill, and we bring the girls from the group home over there, and they
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it? And so we can do a talk, a tour. Sure. And they don't necessarily have to go up in the air, because there's a whole lot of liability there. But just to be able to see, you know, her with her plane, and then talk and just have a real, you know, a real conversation, a prepared remarks, and then let the girls ask questions.
Sure.
Because when you're kind of bound by your circumstances, you want to fly away. And that is more than symbolic. So why not?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
So if they permit me to work that, I'd be happy to work that for you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Gracefully. Go ahead, Mom. Go
okay, thank you.
Run with it. Yeah, okay, sure. Well, once again, thanks again. And for anybody else, if you want to come on the podcast, of course, it's free to come on. Just email us, podcast@HartfordCountyLiving.com. It's our way of basically promoting businesses and nonprofits in the county, and eventually we'll go to the history stuff, do some of them. But like I've always said, there's so much here in the county, and a lot of people don't know about not just the history, but the businesses and the nonprofits. I think there's over 500 nonprofits just in Harford County, which is a lot, and everybody's trying to do something good. So again, if you want to come on, just contact me, and I want to thank you guys again, and hopefully we'll be talking to you in, I don't know, maybe before July.
Definitely.
If not, then definitely after. We can talk about how well Camp Happy went.
Yeah.
And how good that grilled food was that your father made. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Okay.